This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Sapna Khatri. Missouri senators have endorsed legislation creating new incentives for high-tech businesses and international exports while paring back existing tax credits. The legislation, given initial approval earlier today, authorizes up to $60 million in tax credits for air cargo exports over 8 years and $36 million over 6 years for investors and startup businesses. It also creates new tax breaks for computer data centers. To offset those costs, the legislation lowers the amount of tax credits available to develop low-income housing and renovate historic buildings. It also eliminates some tax credits. Sponsoring Senator Eric Schmidt, a St. Louis County Republican, says the bill could save Missouri money in the long run. The bill is a trimmed-back version of a tax credit overhaul that failed in a fall 2011 special session. The U.S. Postal Service is looking into moving some or all operations at the Columbia Mail Processing Center to facilities in St. Louis and Kansas City. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports a study of how consolidation would affect service could take 4 to 6 months. District Manager David Martin said in a statement that the Postal Service has more facilities, equipment, and people than it needs to process a declining volume of mail. The Missouri Supreme Court is considering a case that could strike down the law linking some benefits to marriage. Kelly Glossop, the male partner of a state trooper killed in the line of duty, sued in 2010 when he was denied survivor benefits. Under Missouri law, only opposite-sex couples can get married and access those benefits. During oral arguments this morning, Assistant Attorney General Jim Ward acknowledged that Glossop had suffered a tragic loss, but said the state was perfectly rational in limiting benefits to married couples in an effort to control costs.
If the statutes are struck down, a domestic partner benefit is what's going to have to be provided under the law, and that clearly will result in a substantial expansion of the survivor benefit.
Attorneys for Glossop say other political subdivisions provide benefits for same-sex couples without a huge boost in cost. A Missouri House committee has endorsed a proposed 1 cent increase in the state sales tax to boost funding for transportation. The proposed amendment to the Missouri Constitution would require approval in a statewide vote and expire after 10 years. Proponents estimate the higher sales tax would raise nearly $8 billion over 10 years for transportation projects. The measure would dedicate 10% of the extra revenue to local transportation needs and freeze the state's gas tax rate while the higher sales tax was in effect. The Missouri House Transportation Committee endorsed the measure Tuesday. The Senate Transportation Committee held a public hearing on a similar proposal last week. While much of the snowfall and questionable road conditions have subsided since Tuesday, many Boone County homes are still without power. As of 5:15 today, Boone Electric Cooperative reported 370 outages in the county, leaving roughly 2,500 people potentially without electricity. Boone Electric Member Services Manager Chris Rolfing says one of the difficulties today is that individual homes may have power issues stemming from something other than a breaker being down.
We're turning people back on, but it does not hurt to try to call back in if your power is still off, because we may think it's on, but you still have another problem that's keeping your lights from being on.
Supplementary crews, including workers from Consolidated Electric Cooperative and Columbia Water and Light, have offered assistance in getting homes back in working order. Meantime, after being closed for the last 2 days, Columbia Public Schools will be back in session tomorrow. For KBIA News, this is Sapna Khatri.